From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, we had our first snowfall in the Treasure Valley, and ski areas across Idaho are beginning to open, meaning one thing. It's time to break out your winter coats and snowboards, folks. Joining us today to talk more about the upcoming ski season and what it means to Idaho's economy is Tony Harrison, publicist for Ski Idaho, Jordy Gillette, general manager of Grand Targhee, and Jeff Colburn with Silver Mountain. Welcome, all of you.
Thanks so much, Gemma. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have all of you here. So, Tony, I want to start with you. There are a few ski areas opening this weekend, but there is at least one that's already open, correct? So which one is that and what's opening this weekend?
Correct. So Lookout Pass Ski and Recreation Area up in Mullen, Idaho, in northern Idaho, open for the weekend. They're closed Monday through Thursday and opening back up Friday. And also opening up this weekend are Grand Targhee, Pomerel, Bogus Basin, and Schweitzer. And then for Thanksgiving, we're also going to have Sun Valley, Brundage Mountain, Kelly Canyon, and Silver Mountain opening. Plus, Soldier Mountain will have their Magic Carpet ski area open that weekend as well.
Wow. Well, a lot of ski areas are announcing some new upgrades this season, including Silver Mountain and Grand Targhee. So, Jeff, what changes can folks expect to see at Silver Mountain?
Well, we got a few things that we did over the summer. And the biggest thing probably is adding the south of the border inside our border. So that's some of the best powder skiing on the mountain. And so we put a new catch road in that allows us to get Ski Patrol down there to patrol it and open up some fantastic glade skiing. So we're happy to have that. And we got the new Jack Snack Shack. So originally we were the Jack Ski area back in 1968 when we started. So we've got a new Snack Shack that we're renaming after that. So we'll be serving meals over there as well as adding a bathroom to our Chair 4 side as well. And we got new groomers and a lodge refresh, and we're ready to go.
And then, Jordy, what can folks expect to see at Grand Targhee?
Well, we're really excited to announce that we are opening up 600 acres of new terrain that previously was reserved only for cat skiing, putting in a new or about to open a new high-speed six-pack chairlift to open up about 1,800-plus vertical. And just to give some perspective, that 600 acres increases the size of Targhee by about 30%. So really, really should be a major upgrade to this ski experience. And we're also adding 4 new grooming cats. We've got our $6 million maintenance facility coming online. About 300 more parking spaces, housing 116 employee housing or employees in our owned employee housing units, highest return rate ever amongst our employees. And we're renovating about half of our main overnight lodge. So should be a really, really great year to come check out Targhee.
So Tony, how important is the sport of skiing to Idaho's economy?
It's pretty important, Gemma. So Idaho's ski industry generated about $309 million during the winter of 2020-2021, which is the season for which we have the most recent data. And that's equivalent to 0.3% of Idaho's 2021 gross domestic product. Now, that may sound like small potatoes, but I assure you it is not. Tourism is Idaho's third largest industry, behind agriculture and technology. Tourists, both day trippers and overnight visitors, generate $3.7 billion annually here in Idaho. And the ski industry generated $309 million in GDP in Idaho in the winter of 2020-2021. And that represents 8.35% of Idaho's tourism industry. And that does not include the ski industry's summer operations at 12 destinations statewide. All this economic activity translates into nearly 6,000 year-round equivalent jobs here in Idaho. And so it's got a huge impact. And it also It helps provide seasonal balance to Idaho's summer-dominated travel industry.
So I'm curious too about the impact that COVID had on ski resorts. I mean, we definitely saw an impact on numerous businesses and a negative aspect. But Jordy or Jeff, whoever would like to answer this, did you see kind of an opposite problem where, you know, people were like, we can get outside, we can ski? I mean, were your resorts overwhelmed, or what did that look like?
Well, as this is Jordy, I'll jump in first, I guess. Particularly the first year, it was drinking from a fire hose. By the second year, I think we were still extremely busy, but had made some changes to handle it better. But a lot of people in the mountains doing outdoor recreation.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jeff? What did you see?
Yeah, you know, we saw an uptick as well. You know, I think a lot of people couldn't go to volleyball tournaments, those things. So families really turned back to going outside and enjoying skiing. And so we did see an uptick. It was a challenging environment to, you know, try to keep everybody safe and operate in a manner that was great for everybody. But I think we returned a lot of people to the sport, and, you know, we're trying to keep them in the sport and enjoying the outdoors.
And that is exciting. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. The winter of 2020, 2021, we had record skier visits here in Idaho, if that gives you an idea of the impact during COVID.
Well, and I love that idea of, like, it did kind of turn people back to the sport, you know, during COVID. Before we wrap up, you know, Tony, there's always, you know, arguments about where are the best places to ski. Why would you say Idaho is one of the best places for this?
Well, we're the birthplace of the chairlift there at Sun Valley. We also, Sun Valley's the original destination resort here in North America. We have 21,000 skiable acres and 29,000 vertical feet here in Idaho. And we have extremely low ticket prices compared to, you know, national ticket prices. Mm-hmm. And short lift lines. And we've got a lot of mom and pop ski areas and nonprofit ski areas here. And I'm super proud of the fact that here in Idaho, we don't have any corporate owned ski resorts. Even Sun Valley is a family owned ski area.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming on and talking about this. I know so many people are champing at the bit to get on the hill, and it is definitely that time of year. We've been talking with Tony Harrison, publicist for Ski Idaho, Jordy Gillette, general manager of Grand Targhee, and Jeff Colburn with Silver Mountain. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.